very beautiful. Thank you. Well, good morning. my name is Valerie Reeves. I am the spiritual director here at the Huntington Beach Center for Spiritual Living. And I'm looking, it's like my notes are here somewhere. I know they are. Not that I need them, but it's kind of nice to have them. Best day ever. It is the best day ever. I love getting that extra hour of sleep. That was fantastic. And, you know, here's what I do know is that sometimes in life there's stuff going on. Sometimes we just have stuff going on, right? Know that when you come into this space that there is nothing but love in here. The last 2 days we've had the Buddhist in here chanting for 2 days solid, so you can feel the love and the vibration of that. And we are going to love you up regardless of what you have going on in your life, that there's just a life, a beautiful room full of love that all we have to do is just open up to it. And sometimes we don't even know what that means, but just be in the open position. Know that you are loved and that life is really good. And sometimes we just forget that we are creating our own reality and that the words that we're saying to ourselves all day long are infecting our life, infecting our life, and they can affect and infect them in a positive way or in a negative way. So really getting at that space of loving yourself. And it was funny because this week I was a little full of my righteousness and I was talking to my brother and I'm like, oh my gosh, because of my hard work ethics, I know that I'm going to make sure that I get this all done. And he started laughing. He's like, that's not your hard work ethic. That's your control issue. I'm like, oh, yeah. Don't I love to control stuff? Yet there are things that we just cannot control. And the one thing I know is I can't control anyone else in my life. All I can do is love them because everyone is on their own journey. And sometimes we just have to put ourselves in that love space and love and protect ourselves and be at that space of, you know what, Spirit, just guide and direct me. Whatever it is that is mine to do, let me know. So the talk title today is The Fruit of... All right, so there's a title that I kind of changed. So I changed it to The Fruit of Good, positive focus, because it's really the focus on good and evil. And we don't teach duality here. However, there is that point where we have a choice. We can choose this way, we can choose that way. The story of the Garden of Eden and eating the tree of knowledge of good and evil is the moment when consciousness developed its self-awareness. All of a sudden, people became self-aware. And there's that awareness of, this was right, this was wrong, or, oh, I'm naked. We're self-aware normally with that, right? So that's when Adam realized and Eve realized that they were naked. But that is a representation. Beautiful stories in the Bible, but if you took them at face value, there could be some ridiculous stories in there, right? So we look at them as metaphors, and it's like, what is the deeper meaning that's happening here? The deeper meaning is that we have the right to choose, that we are self-aware, and the more we become aware that our thoughts are creating our reality, then we work in conjunction with those thoughts. What thoughts am I thinking all day long? What things am I saying to myself? Because our thoughts are creating our world, and we move in the direction of our most dominant thoughts. So being mindful, we create inside our mind neural pathways, and whatever wires together, fires together. So these thoughts that we keep having habitually over and over and over again, they start wiring together, and then we start coming up with, oh, the minute I see that picture, that's what that represents. What if I changed my mind? They've done so many great studies where you even put up a picture and it has a representation to each of us what an ocean means. Now, an ocean to me could mean very, very calm, loving, wonderful space. For somebody else that maybe had a tragedy there, it could be something very dangerous. So we have to really take a look at our thoughts and the pictures and the things that we're thinking about throughout the day. They say we have over 50,000 thoughts. I don't know how they measure that. But most of those thoughts are the same thoughts that we thought yesterday. So the whole premise of our teaching here is change your thinking, change your life. And we were having coffee this last week in the gathering place, and it was Teresa's last day. We were having a nice little potluck for her, and she's moving up to Yucca Valley, and somebody said, oh, I hate change. It's like, oh, I can relate. However, change is the only constant. So what are we doing with things that are happening in our life? Being able in that space to embrace the changes that are going on, because change is always happening. And I was thinking about the change and our choice at any thought and any point of time that we can decide that this is good or this is bad. And then the universe conspires to support our thought, because we already have a belief system, and then we find all the evidence to support it. Well, what if we change that belief system? I was thinking about Laura's song this morning, and it's like, I will sing. It's like, when something's going on, go to the music. Have that theme song. I think that was like a, it was a homework assignment a few months ago. It's like, find a theme song so that when something's going on, you can kick on the music and get caught up into the music if you're so caught up into your thoughts that are taking you down a negative train. And know that people are absolutely loving you. I was raised in a small town in Nebraska, and when I grew up, I moved pretty far away. I was about 350 miles away. But people still, I mean, you know, small town, they still know where you are. Second grade class, I have people hooking up on Facebook, and it's like, sorry, I moved away a long time ago, people. But I remember years ago, because this was part of when my brother and I were talking about control issues, and it's like, I can't control what anybody else does. All I can do is love them. And I remember I was had my four little babies, have a restaurant, and I'm married, and it's not really working out very well, and him and I decided we really needed to go different directions. And we decided that I don't want this to be negative for my children. I want to make sure it's a positive thing. So we sat down with the kids, and it's like, this is the best news ever. Guess what's going to happen? Dad's going to live here. I'm going to live here. And then you get to decide. You want to live here or you want to live there? My kids still talk about how we made it look like that was the best thing ever. And yet, it was. So it's really all in how you handle things. It's like, this is the best news ever. So as I was looking at different things, it's like, okay, many times when something happens in our life, it can be the catalyst to move us forward. So being from the small town, when I was still down in Nebraska, before I moved out here, I get a call from the sheriff from my hometown. And he said, your dad is having an issue. He's been thinking very negatively, and he's actually out in the cornfield, and he has a gun, and he's thinking about checking out. Well, I'm 350 miles away. There's not a lot I can do about that. And I'm thinking, well, what do you do in this situation? I know enough about science of mind to know that thoughts are things. So all I did was just went into meditation, into prayer, wrapped him in love, into light, and then released it. Shortly after that, you know, because it's like, what do? You can't control anybody else and what they want to do. All I can do is love them up. So pretty soon, Homer, that's the sheriff's name, he called me and he said, your dad has decided to check into rehab. So something good came out of something that was looking very, very negative. And I was thinking about that as far as when we have people in our lives that we love and care about, all we can do is wrap them in love. And then trust. And that's what this teaching is about. What appears to be destruction at times is only a vehicle for change. The term is entirely relative. What might seem evil to one might be good for another. So it's like sometimes we create stuff in our lives as a catalyst to move us forward. And then taking things lightly, it's like, you know what? We are here to learn, we are here to play, and we are here to love more than anything. So it's like, how can I love? And how can I be in that space and trust? It's about finding the faith that is right down inside each one of us and turning away from conditions. Because if we look at stuff that's going on out in the world, we can go down a path that just says, oh, ain't it awful? Or we can take a breath and we can step back and say, you know what? Stuff is going on every day and everyone is on their own path. And so let me send them love. Ernest Holmes says this in this thing called You. Learn to exchange fears, doubts, and uncertainty for faith. And that's why we come here, to remind ourselves of the faith and that life is eternal. It doesn't, when we put these bodies down, it doesn't end. Faith can make you whole. Faith can convert fear into certainty, poverty into riches, and disease into health. Faith can lift you from the valley of despair into a mountain of hope and certainty. There is a power which flows out through your words of faith. There is a law of faith which has the power to bring into the life everything you need. So it's like when we're in that space where it's like we're down in the muck. I know that Les Brown used to say, when you fall down, fall on your back, because if you can look up, you can get up, right? So it's like, get up, get out of it. I remember listening to so many great speakers as I was going through school, because I had been very, very shy. I held myself back from a lot of stuff, and as I started getting a little more confidence and giving myself better messages about life, that life is good, and people are friendly, because if we think that this is a hostile environment and that people are mean, then we're going to find all of the evidence to support that, because that's the belief system. So it's like, okay, if I can change my belief system about myself, about the world, then I'll find all the evidence to support that. So what is your belief system saying about you? Because we have that mantra going on day in, day out about ourselves. Change that. When something negative comes up or in your mind about yourself, because we have more conversations with ourselves than we do with anybody else in the world, right? We're constant. Sometimes they're out loud. I find myself sometimes talking out loud because it's like, where did I put that? Where did I put that? Because it's like, okay, if I hear it out loud, maybe it'll really sink in. Same thing with affirmations. It's like, okay, all is well. In fact, I want you all to take a nice deep breath. Inhale and exhale. And just say, I am amazing.
I am amazing.
All right, now take your hands and say it like you really mean it. I am amazing. I am amazing. And, you know, this is a great affirmation that I'm amazing, because each one of us are. We have been through so many different things in our life, right? Oh, man, all the stories we could tell, right? So it's like, I'm amazing. And I know that I can surround people in love, and I can infect that, affect that. And I know that I don't have to be attached to it, that everybody's on their own journey. And we get to be in that space of love and clarity and faith that something wonderful is happening. Something I did notice that we have on the out there on right outside as you come in, Pauline had donated this wonderful sign that said, something wonderful is about to happen. And the two is gone, but something wonderful happening. Something wonderful is happening in, as, and through each one of us. It's this thing called life. So tuning into that, and it's like, oh my gosh, I showed up here on this planet for a reason, for a creative expression. And since Spirit, God, the infinite wisdom of the universe, created each one of us individual, it is our responsibility to play full out. Come out on the field and play full out. Love others even when they're not behaving bad, even when they're behaving badly or not behaving their best, depending on how we want to look at it. And know that we can create anything that we want. Sometimes life, I was thinking about the metaphor of life being like a grocery store, and we're just outside looking at the window, inside, and all the things that we could have, but we stand outside because we, I don't know how to get through the door. Knock, it's answered. Step on that pad, the doors will open. But if we didn't know that, and we didn't know how to get in, and we're just looking on the outside, then we're not part of it. Join life, step on the door, the mat, and let it open. Know that life is welcoming you, and that the spirit, the energy of life, is conspiring to support your highest and best always. And all we have to do is just have that faith that yes, it's happening, it's unfolding. Something wonderful is happening inside of us. One of my favorite authors is Dr. Seuss. Right? So Dr. Seuss, so much amazing stuff. And I think, you know, if nothing else, We could always just go to a Dr. Seuss novel and read a little bit and remind ourselves that there are places we can go. And we can go there in our mind, but we can go there in our creativity. Congratulations, today is your day. You're off to great places, off and away. You have brains in your head, you have feet in your shoes. You can street yourself any direction you choose. You're on your own, and you know what you know, and you are the one who'll decide where to go. You'll decide where to go. It's up to you what direction you go, and it really depends on the seeds that we're planting. What am I planting in my mind about myself? So I'm going to urge you all to really take a look at what are the seeds I'm planting in my mind all week long. Am I planting seeds of prosperity, worthiness, love, goodness? Or did I take the dark route and start thinking of things that are not for my highest and best? Let me love myself to the next level and to the next level. This beautiful song that Laura wrote, sing. If nothing else, sing. Even if you can't sing and you sing loud and off key, do it. Because that'll take you, music just lifts us to a whole nother level. And even if we can't sing as beautifully and brilliant as Laura, because that's a beautiful tone, I love it. It just touches at a deep space. Make sure that you're doing something to take you out of that space of same thought, different day, same thought, different day, same thought, different day. Let me put a new thought, and that's why we're called New Thought, Ancient Wisdom, new thought in my head. Make sure that instead of whining and complaining about stuff, we change the fear into faith. And, you know, sometimes we can get fearful that nothing's going to change. It's always this way. And what I do know is that life changes on a dime. Amazing things are unfolding. Sometimes people get stuck and they get into that space of fear. And my acronym for fear is forgetting every available resource. And our biggest resource is spirit, God, that creative intelligence, the thing itself. That is the biggest thing that is guiding and directing us. And we get so busy sometimes in our I want to call it the ego mind, instead of going into the space of, you know what, I'm just knowing that all is well, that I have faith, that life is turning out okay, that all is well. We're a product of our thoughts, the way we talk to ourselves and the way we talk about others definitely impacts our behavior. So we want to make sure that we're talking well about ourselves, that we're seeing ourselves well, and that we're seeing other people well, because it infects and affects each one of us. So being a product of our thoughts and thinking as many thoughts as we do every day, we are creating different pathways in our mind, and then we start thinking the same thoughts. Same thought, same thought. So every atom, every molecule is hearing every thought. So I'm going to know that every thought, every molecule, every cell in our body is happy. So let's take that beautiful happiness and think a good thought, knowing that we are amazing, that we can dream the dreams that we choose. So let's take in a deep breath and go inside our heart of hearts. Just closing our eyes for a moment to any distractions. As I speak my word and claim that right here, right now, each one of us is in a wonderful, amazing space. That we can feel the energy of the Buddhists, feel the energy of all the loved ones that have been in this room, sharing love, excitement, playfulness. Knowing that spirit, that divine essence that aligns the stars, aligns the planets, is flowing in, as, and through each one of us. That same power, that same magnificence is right where we are. All we need to do is just move our focus to that. Knowing that what we focus on definitely expands, that we focus on the spirit that is flowing in, as, and through us, that there is only one, only one. As I speak my word and claim for each one of us that this is the best day ever, that we just put the old stories behind us, knowing that something wonderful is unfolding as we wrap the world in light and love, as we wrap ourselves in light and love, as we allow the mantra, I am amazing, knowing that you absolutely are amazing. The wonderful things that you do and the wonderful things that you've done have led you to this point right here, right now. Knowing that in this moment, all is forgiven, all is well, all is healed, all is whole. As we continue to look up to the higher vibration, look up to the higher thoughts, look up to the music that's playing in the air, knowing that today is the best day ever, and in great, great gratitude for this knowing, for the healing, for the health, for the individualized expressions right here, I just release my word knowing all is well. And so it is. So it is. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Now, if